Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It is Friday, July 25th, 2025, and this is Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, and I know you love.
Comateens wrapping up that set of music with their version of Summer in the City. Let's get some background music going, let you know what's happening. It's Friday night, at least right now on my watch, it's Friday night. My Encore people are like, I don't know what you mean. It's not Friday night. It is Friday, the 25th of July. Comateens wrapping up that set of music. Went back to, and by went back to, I pulled it off of a three-album set that came out a few years back called 1980 to 1985. Happened to be at the Government Center. And I think it might even been last year. And I'm just like flipping through the vinyls. And I'm like, I don't know. Let's impulse buy. Boom. That's what I impulse buy'd. I think I just said buy'd. I impulse buy'd that. Yes, I did. Before the Comateens, After Image, with a strange confession from a release that came out late last year, Faces to Hide. Now, After Image was kind of a post-punk, what do you want to call it, atmospheric, goth, dark wave project out of L.A. back in the early 80s. Only had like a single, maybe an EP. There's a new that Faces to Hide is a new compilation featuring things from the archives from After Image. Speaking of early 80s, 1980s, when the Feelies put out their first album, Crazy Rhythms, played you some Raised Eyebrows from that. C-Night from the You Are Us EP with Eloquence. One thing, I did that wrong. I think the computer actually changed it on me. Because the EP is called Eloquence. And the song is actually called You Are Us. Interesting. Played some Radiohead in there from Harry Patch in memory of, because you know what? Today commemorates the anniversary of Harry Patch passing away. He died back in 2009 at the age of 111. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. I know that was a long set of music, but it just kept going and vibing and doing things. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening at 9 p.m. People call me the Mockster, and other things too. Some to my face, some behind my back, but it doesn't matter. As someone once pointed out, isn't if your back is behind you, so if you're behind your back, you're in front of their face to begin with. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm here hanging out with you on a Friday night for many, many hours. And I hope I have enough music. I always say that because I just don't feel like I've pulled enough music, which this is where you are going to come in to help out through some requests and suggestions. Figure out what's going on. That's what we'll do. We'll figure out what's going on. We're building the bridge as we cross it. You know, from Friday, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, you can hear a Mercurial Mix from post-punk to sunny twee pop on a program called Stormy Weather. On Friday nights, you can hear post-punk to sunny twee pop on a show called Viva La Mock. Sometimes it feels like stormy weather. If you got a request, call me up at 412-268-WRCT or drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Hailing from Boston, Mass. It's Moving Targets here on Viva La Mock. You know, it's a comment I get a lot, that I am the prettiest girl in the world, but I don't know if I believe it. I really don't. Some girls do believe that. Some Girls, the name of the project that you just heard singing their song, Prettiest Girl, featuring Juliana Hatfield. We know her from some of her solo work or in the Blake Babies. And speaking of Blake Babies, Free to Love from the Blake Babies also in that project. And just so I don't leave, I think her name was Jessica. Let me see if I can figure it out. Heidi, I'm sorry. Heidi Gluck. She was in the Pieces. She's the third of the Some Girls. Hey, speaking of Frida, who was in the Blake Babies, she was also in a couple other bands, which apparently I just played those too. Mysteries of Life with her husband, Jake Smith. Gave us Wish You Well from their Come Clean album. And then before that, Jake and Frida were in a project with John Strome of the Blake Babies called Antenna. Played You Given Way from Antenna. And then I started the entire set. Oh, not even starting the entire set. I was just midway through with, I had some Polera in there. Ed Ackerson, the late Ed Ackerson's project with Counting Down. And Moving Targets is where we started off everything. Moving Targets from the Fall album with Away From Me. Hope you're not trying to get away from me just because I'm not sure what's going on. Just trying to do a little radio show, just hanging out with you. I do want to remind you that according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, at least 70% of people over the age of 65 will require some long-term care services at some point in their lives. Now, health insurance typically does not cover long-term care. Why would it? Well, we all know why it should. But anyway, educate yourself on government programs and private insurance today. Because failure to plan is a plan to fail. Sooner is better than later. Cliches are all over this announcement. For more information, 3 in 4 need more. It's the number 3 in the number 4 needmore.com. I will warn you now that I brought a bunch of vinyl from home because I was going through my vinyl this past weekend, which was a week ago. And I stumbled upon my Chuck Mangione Fun and Games album. And we lost Chuck this week. So Chuck becomes my background music. Playing it straight from the vinyl for you. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster, in case we have forgotten that. If you got a suggestion for a song, a couple ways to reach out and touch someone. One is the old-fashioned using the phone, 412-268-WRCT is the request line. If you would like to give me a call and say hello and maybe suggest a song or two. Or just drop me an email. It's always a nice, happy way of doing it. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the email address. Again, WRCTRequest@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner, but you can only do this on Saturday nights because DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's jangle pop, it's punk, a little psychedelic, anything that actually feeds the mind. Again, it's Saturday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. because it is dinner time. It's only here on WRCT. And streaming, though, I mean, so it's still RCT, but WRCT.org, you can listen anywhere. Now, Chris Wired told me when he heard this album was coming out, he was so excited, and I think he's probably been playing tracks off of it. I haven't played anything off of it until I got a physical copy in my hand, which happened this week. I'm talking about Baltimore's own Splitsville has a new album out after about 20 years of being Splitsville. It's called Mob Town. I Hate Going to Hutzler's, the name of the first single I liked.
I hate going to Hutzler's. It's just full of stuff. And anyway, I think I lost you. Thank you.
Makes me smile. Tomorrow.